It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. How's everybody doing? Wow, that was a funny thing I just heard. My name is Spencer, and this is episode F247, and there was supposed to be a guest on this episode. Unfortunately, with scheduling and timing and all those sorts of things, we weren't able to make it happen. But if maybe if they can maybe record a short little video or something, I will get it in the episode. But at this point, expect it to just be me in this very, very sad, sad, unfunny episode. Let's talk about the first word. It's funnel, F-U-N-N-E-L, first form. This one is a noun from the 15th century. Number 1A, a utensil that is usually a hollow cone with a tube extending from the smaller end and that is designed to catch and direct a downward flow. That's exactly what a funnel is. Wow, dictionary, you guys did it. You did it. You nailed it. These are great. Sometimes they are just solid structures. When you want to get a liquid into a container that has maybe a relatively small opening, the funnel is your best friend. The funnel is the way to do it. You got to get out that funnel and pour your liquid into it, because otherwise you gotta pour it real gently, really gently, to make sure it doesn't splash all over the place. And if the opening is very, very tiny, like maybe in a flask, that's when the funnel comes so in handy. Some funnels are collapsible. I think we have a collapsible funnel. It's just like a rubbery kind of thing, and you just squish it down, and it's got pre-made ridges. And you can take your funnel wherever you want to go. You want to take your funnel to the beach, you can take it to the beach. You can funnel some beach water into your water bottle. Don't do that if it's salt water or maybe even other lakes. It's maybe not the cleanest. I don't know. Maybe a quickly moving stream. That might be a good one. All right, funnels. Very useful. I believe the funnel that we have, though, the tube that's coming from the smaller end is the same size as the flask. Not that we're using flasks all the time. It's a very rare occurrence, but we do have some. You know, you never know. But I think it's the same size as the opening for the flask. And it's like, well, that's not very helpful. It needs to be skinnier, smaller than the opening of what you're putting it into. All right, so that was number 1A. Now we got number 1B. Something shaped like a funnel. That's it. Number 2, a stack or flue for the escape of smoke or for ventilation. And it says maybe on a ship. Maybe on a ship. A stack or flue. So on a boat, on a ship, if there's maybe the engine is spewing smoke out, and so they have a funnel to funnel that smoke out into a certain area. All right. Where does this word come from? It comes from Old English funnel, Anglo-French funnel, Old Occitan funnel. Yep, funnel. Also from Middle Latin, fundibulum, which is short for the Latin word infundibulum. That is from the verb infundere, which means to pour in. That is from in plus fundere, which means to pour. There's more at the word found. So yes, the Latin one, that's the one that really did it. You're pouring it into the thing. Well, what are we going to call the thing that we pour stuff in? We're going to use this Latin word to pour in, but we're going to get rid of the in, and we're going to just make it to pour. Yeah, you pour stuff in the funnel. I'm just pouring stuff in my funnel, taking a bottle with me of the stuff that was poured in it from the funnel. All right, let's make a sound effect. We're just going to go, ha, 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 ha. The second form of funnel is a verb from 1594, starting with intransitive number one, to have or take the shape of a funnel. I'm just going to funnel myself. I'm going to funnel my hands into a funnel. How can I funnel? I don't know how to funnel. Something else can funnel. Take the shape of a funnel. Two, to pass through, or as if through, a funnel or conduit. The example is, the crowd funnels through the door. We're just going to funnel the crowd. The crowd is doing the funneling here in this situation because they are passing through, going through a funnel or a conduit, a thing. The door in this situation would be the conduit because it's as if there was a big funnel and everybody was walking into the funnel being, you know, the door's like the bottleneck. So, you know, we got a whole lot of people. They can't just all go through the doors at once. They're being all shrunk down from a big space into a smaller space. And the smaller space is the doors. So they're funneling. I think do we need a human funnel? Now we have transitive, number one. To form in the shape of a funnel, as in, funneled his hands and shouted through them. All right, so is that like when you do this shape, you put your hands together, like I'm creating a speakerphone here with my hands, and they're sort of in the shape of a funnel, so it sounds like this. When I take away the hands, it sounds like this. But when I put my hands together, it sounds like this. All of the sound is being funneled through this area. It's kind of being focused. And wow, it really sounds different, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Okay, fascinating. Let's see. Do we have another one? We got another one. We got number two.
To move to a focal point or into a conduit or central channel, as in, contributions were funneled into one account.
The whole idea is just taking all the stuff and just putting it together, grabbing it, putting it into one thing, into an account, into a bottle, into a door, whatever it is. Funnel. It's like you are pouring the contributions into an account.
We have no additional etymology, so we're going to go...
Ha! Ha!
Ha! Now we have funnel cloud. Two words, noun, from circa 1909. This is a funnel-shaped cloud that projects from the base of a thundercloud and that often precedes the formation of a tornado. Also, it is the 2B definition for the word tornado. That's a synonym. So, I don't know. Let's post a picture of a funnel cloud on the social media. I mean, you know, if you think about The Wizard of Oz, there are some funnel clouds, some tornadoes that are happening at the beginning of that movie. That is the whole point. She gets picked up by the funnel cloud. It's called also a cloud funnel. I didn't know that. But yeah, I mean, it's like, oh, we got a funnel shape happening at the bottom of this cloud, of this thunder cloud. Ooh, we might get a tornado if it's all funneling, everything's spinning, and it creates the shape. If it's wider on the top and skinnier on the bottom. Yeah, here's a picture, and it's pointing out the funnel cloud. So there's a huge thunderstorm cloud at the top, and then there's a shape at the bottom that's sort of coming to a point, and it's like, that's the funnel cloud, and that could turn into a tornado. And you know what? You got to watch out, especially if you're living in Tornado Alley. We could call it Funnel Cloud Alley. Watch out for the funnel clouds. Ho, 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 ho. Next is funnel form. One word. Adjective from circa 1828. It is having the form of a funnel or cone, as in funnel form flowers. They have, are there flowers that have the shape of a funnel? Let's look up what that might be. Let's just do the full thing. Funnel form, here we go.
I'd start typing funnel form, and it fills in flower. So, okay, yeah, here we go. What are these? What types of flowers are these? Oh, that says wild sweet potato. I don't know. This is funnel form corolla something. But yes, I don't know. What daisies, lilies? I don't know what all of my flowers are. I'm trying to find the name of one of these. But anyway, you know, they look, they have, they start off very skinny by the stem, and then they gradually spread out, and then they, bloop, they really pop open at the end of the flower. So those are funnel form. And next time I see these, I will be like, hey, look, that's a funnel form flower. Oh, this one says morning glory. That would be an example of a funnel form flower. Morning glory is a funnel form flower. All right, moving on to... We have the word funny. First form, adjective from 1756. Here we go. Let's get into funny. Number 1A, affording light mirth and laughter. The synonym is amusing. Oh, that is so amusing. When you said that it's raining cats and dogs and I just stepped in a poodle, that was so funny and amusing. It provided me with some light mirth and laughter. Ha ha ha. Hoo hoo hee ha. 1B. Seeking or intended to amuse. The synonym is facetious. Facetious. I'm just being facetious. I want to amuse you, so I'm just being kind of funny. Hopefully I'm being kind of funny. Number 2. Differing from the ordinary in a suspicious, perplexing, quaint, or eccentric way. The synonym is peculiar. This one is often used as a sentence modifier, as in the example, funny, things didn't turn out the way we planned. Okay. So yes, it's modifying the sentence. Funny, things didn't turn out the way we planned. That's very interesting. That is odd, peculiar, eccentric, quaint, perplexing, suspicious. So you're not using it in like, you're not describing something as funny in this way, even though it's an adjective. You're sort of describing, you're commenting on the situation. Funny, that was a funny situation when things didn't go how we thought. It's not hilarious. It's not ha-ha funny, amusing. It's like, funny. That kind of funny. Number 3. Involving trickery or deception. As in, told his prisoner not to try anything funny. Don't try anything funny, see? You're my prisoner, and I don't want you to do any deception or trickery, so don't try anything funny. If you do, I'm going to bop you in the nose. You hear me? Don't try anything funny. Unless you want a bop in the nose. And then you should try something funny, because then that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a bop in the nose. Is a bop on your nose what you want? Then you should definitely try something funny. Let's see how this goes. Little Joey. All right. Funnily is an adverb. Funniness is a noun, and funny is also an adverb. All right, where does this word come from? Well, it really just comes from fun. We know that. Is it fun? Funny. I do like how we have these other versions of this word. Like the trickery or deception? Don't try anything funny. It's not making me laugh. Also, the peculiar, differing from the ordinary. Oh, it's suspicious, perplexing, quaint, or eccentric. Oh, that's not at all what I expected. That's pretty funny. All right. And, I don't know. Let's talk about funny for a little bit. We're describing a thing as funny. I wish I could be described as a funny person. I don't know if I always am. A lot of my jokes go, I don't know, they don't go over people's head, it's more like they go under their feet. My jokes, sometimes people are like, yeah, that doesn't make sense, that's not funny, I don't care, it's too weird. That's been the history of my life. That wasn't a very funny story that you told. So then I had to add on, then I found $5, and it makes it a very great story. Sometimes I'm accidentally hilarious. Sometimes I say things that people are like, and they laugh, and that's what you want. When you say something that you want to be funny and they laugh, that's great. I don't have the brain. I am not like a naturally funny person. I don't have the type of brain that's like I could be a comedian or something like that. I would love to. I think that would be a lot of fun, but I would definitely need other people to write stuff. You know, it's like sometimes you get inspired to say something funny, write something funny, but like it's not a, you know, comedians are so good at observing things and situations and then pivoting it, turning it into something that's funny, adding a funny thing to it, a funny thought. And I don't think I naturally have that. I can't just do it on the spot. You know, I just sort of have to wait for the inspiration to hit to be funny. You know, doing this podcast, I'm sure there have been a lot of funny tries that have just completely failed. And I have no control over that. You know what? I'm just doing this. I'm just doing this off the top of my head and sort of seeing what comes out of the brain. And sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's just sad. It's just very, very sad. But you know what? We don't care. We're just doing it. We're having fun. We're doing this to have fun. If you're not having fun, I'm going to bop you in the nose. All right. Moving on to... The second form of funny is a noun from 1852. Number one, one that is funny, especially the synonym joke. You told a funny. Oh my God. What is it? The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies, the ones from the 90s. Splinter says a joke and everybody laughs. And he's like, does he say? I told a funny. Is that what he says? And then at the end of the second one, he goes, I said another funny. And I just learned that the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie is coming out in theaters again for one night. And I really kind of want to go to see that. Because, man, I haven't seen that movie in the theater since it came out. That's a good one. I mean, it's ridiculous, but it's good. All right. That was number one. Now we got number two. This one, it would be plural. You'd say the funnies. And this is comic strips or the comic section of a periodical. And this one is usually used with the word the. And this, of course, being first a child and then just an immature adult, this was my favorite section of the newspaper. I didn't care about virtually any other section of the newspaper. Maybe the entertainment section where they talked about movies and such. But also the funnies. I didn't really call it the funnies. I mean... I know a lot of people do. I think I always just said the comics, you know. Give me the section of the paper that has the things that are funny that make me go, ha-ha. Oh, look, should we talk about the comics for a second? The funnies? What are your favorite? Please email me or leave a voicemail about what your favorite funnies are in your local periodical. What are the funnies that you are reading? My classics in my brain are, of course, The Far Side. I was alive when we were getting brand new weekly comics of The Far Side in the funnies. Calvin and Hobbes, I mean, come on. Those two are, like, just classics. There were some sort of, like, silly ones, simple and silly, like Hagar the Horrible. Of course, Garfield, Foxtrot, that was a fantastic funny. When I was a teenager, we got one all about a teenager called Zitz. That one was pretty funny, and I think my dad really appreciated that because he saw connections between his situation with me being a teenager and the situation in the comic. What else? Oh, Non Sequitur, that was a really weird, fun comic. I like that one. What was that one called? Something about the baby, the parents, they had a baby, and then they had another baby, and then they had another baby. That one came out when I was young. You know, of course, then there's the classics. Dick Tracy. Didn't really read that one. I think the style just sort of turned me off. there were some other ones that had a similar style, and I was like, oh, I gotta read these every time to like see the story that's going on. They weren't as funny. I didn't care about those so much. What else? There's tons and tons. Kathy was in the funnies. Broomhilda, right? That was the witch. The witch lady. Those were silly. Man, there are so many, and I'm blanking on them. Oh, what was that one with the Bloom County? Maybe that's what it was. That was good. Didn't read a ton of that. Anyway, those are the funnies. We're talking about the funnies now. And now we're going to move on to... Got to do another laugh. Ha, 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 ha. It's Funny Bone. Two words. Noun from 1840. Number one, first of all, I mean, I think we can all agree this is the worst name of this thing. What is this thing? Number one, the place at the back of the elbow where the ulnar nerve rests against a prominence of the humerus. Nature has created this terrible thing where right here at on the inside of your elbow, this part sticks out. What would this be? The humerus, right? Oh, another bad name. It's not humerus. Spelled H-U-M-E-R-U-S. And it's a prominence. It's sticking out. And then the ulnar nerve is resting on there. And then when you hit it, like I hit it on this thing not that long ago, and it sends shockwaves through your hand and your arm and maybe your body. And you're like, oh, I just hit my funny bone. I need a break. Oh, that's the worst. Sometimes it's not too bad, which is still bad. And sometimes it's, oh, I just hit it. Nature, why couldn't you put a protective thing around this? Oh, that's the worst. Number two for funny bone is a sense of humor. That's it. Do you have a sense of humor? Do you have a funny bone? I got a funny bone. I'm gonna stick my funny bone in your face. So, the etymology says this is from the tingling felt when it is struck. Really? 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 That doesn't make any sense to me. Because the tingling that is felt when it is struck is not funny at all. I assume it really comes from the name of the bone, the humerus, which is not funny. I don't know why it's called that. It seems like it should be from the name of the bone. But again, it's not funny at all. I don't like it. It's the worst feeling, one of the worst feelings that you can feel in your body when it gets struck. All right, no more funny bone business. We got to go on to, I always do all, now we have funny book, two words, noun from 1947. The synonym is comic book. So sometimes people are calling comic books funny books because sometimes they're funny, but some comic books are not very funny. They're very serious. But you can still call them funny books. Funny car, two words, noun from 1969. This is a specialized dragster that has a one-piece molded body resembling the body of a mass-produced car. Ooh, is it like a funny car because it's fake? It's trying to look like something else, but it's actually a dragster. It's a mass-produced car in disguise. It's a dragster in disguise as a mass-produced car. Funny car. I've never heard of that one. I guess I'm not doing enough drag racing. Should I do some more? Okay. Funny farm. Maybe they need to send me to the funny farm. This is a noun from 1963. This is slang for a psychiatric hospital. This is a not respectful way to talk about this. You're going to the funny farm because you were having some mental problems. Don't send me to the funny farm. I don't want to go to the funny farm. Do we grow food? Do we grow funny? Why is it a farm? You're acting kind of funny in that peculiar, strange way. I don't know. Let's go to the funny farm and grow asparagus. Ha! Funny man, one word, noun from 1852. The synonym is either the second definition for the word comedian. Hey, everybody, I'm a funny man. I'm going to stand up here with a microphone and talk to you and say funny things, and hopefully you find them funny, too. Also, the synonym, humorist. Humorist is typically, I think, somebody who's writing. Maybe they're writing articles, essays, books in a funny way, but they're not standing up in front of people with a microphone, usually, but they are still a funny man. But what if they are a woman? Do you still call them a funny man? Maybe just funny person. Funny ham. Let's see. Anything else about that? Ooh, I don't know. 1852. Ah, look at that funny man standing up on stage telling us some funny stuff. He's a funny man. Why did we go to comedian? They're doing a comedy. It's a comedian. It's a job. I don't know. Maybe we need to bring back funny man? I don't know. Maybe not. Ha ha person. That'd be a good one. This episode should have been as dry as possible. I should have tried not to be funny whatsoever, because I think that would have been ironic, but it would have been unsuccessful. Now we have funny money. Two words, noun from 1938. Number one, artificially inflated currency. And I don't know enough about the economics to understand what artificially inflated currency is. It's funny money. But also, we got number two. This is what I was aware of. Counterfeit money. Ooh, it's funny money. It's not real money. It's funny money. And it's great because it rhymes. Fake money doesn't sound great. It doesn't sound as good as funny money. I hope I never... Do you ever get afraid where you, if you, like, get 20s or 50s or 100s from the bank or a gift or something, and then you go to use it, and you're like, oh, they do the marker thing to check to see if it's funny money, and you're like, please don't be funny money. 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 It's not. If it is, I don't do it. I didn't make the funny money. I just got this from the bank or from the person or something. It's not my fault if it's funny money. Luckily, I don't think I've ever had that problem. But, you know, it's probably happened out there. All right, next is... You know, sometimes it's just fun to be awkwardly funny. Next is funny paper. Two words, noun from 1918. This is a comic section of a newspaper. And, of course, we also like to call it the funnies. The funny paper. Give me that funny paper with all those funnies trying to make me laugh. All right. We have finished all of the funny words. It's very sad. I wish the whole dictionary was filled with funny words, but that can't be. That is impossible. So we got to move on now to... Funplex. This is capital FUNPLEX. It is a service mark, and it is used for an entertainment complex with facilities for sports and games, and often restaurants. Now, it does not give a year, but I feel like this is maybe a little bit old, because I don't know if I'm hearing people these days talk about funplexes. Should we go to the funplex today, kids? Let's go to the funplex, where we can play sports and games and eat at restaurants. What's a place for fun? Yay. The funplex. All right. Ha 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 ha. Now we have F-U-O, all caps. Abbreviation for two things. Fever of undetermined origin. Also, fever of unknown origin. Basically, literally, the same thing. Just worded a little bit different. Undetermined or unknown. We have not determined where the origin came from of this fever, and we also don't know it. It's an F-U-O. I assume that the medical people are using this F-U-O. F-U-O. favor of undetermined... I've never heard of this one. All right. Now, we are going to go on to... Hee-hee. Now we have the first form of the word fur. It is our last word. Fur, F-U-R, is a verb from the 14th century, and we are starting with transitive. Number one, to cover, line, trim, or clothe with fur. I feel like the noun should have been first. Don't you think? Don't you think the noun should have been the first form? Because you read that one first when you are alphabetically reading through the dictionary like you people do all the time. And then you get to the verb. Okay, whatever. I guess they wanted to do this in this way. Fine, whatever. So, number two is to coat or clog as if with fur. Clogging a thing with fur? Like you are furring the... tub drain when you wash your Sherpa dog, your big furry dog or cat? Number three is to apply furring to. And I guess we'll learn more about furring later, right? Is it, I think it's in the next episode or the one after that or something. Okay, now we have intransitive, which is to become coated or clogged as if with fur. I'm still confused by this clogged thing. Clogged with fur? Drains are the only things I can think of that are clogged with fur. Clogged with fur. You can't go clog dancing on fur because it's too soft. You need something hard. Hard on a hard surface. All right, let's look at the etymology. This is from the Middle English, furen, from Anglo-French, furer, which means to stuff, fill, line. So wait, let's try that again. It is to stuff, or to fill, or to line. Also from fuere, which I think is still Anglo-French, which means sheath. Of Germanic origin, akin to the Old High German fuatar, which means sheath. Akin to the Greek word poma, which means lid or cover. Also from the Sanskrit pati, which means he protects. Okay. So, I think the reason the verb is first is because that is really where the word came from. So, let's go through these. He protects, and then a sheath or a lid or a cover is protecting. I'm just going through these in backwards order. A sheath, yes, I mentioned that. But then, you know, you got to put something in the sheath. Something needs to be protected. So then we get to the Anglo-French to stuff, to fill, to line. You're stuffing the sheath with stuff. You're filling it. You're lining a thing with this stuff. And then, I guess, that was the verb. That was the first usage of furring a thing. And then maybe it was like, well, we are lining your jacket with fur. This stuff from an animal, so we'll just call that fur also because we are furring the thing. I don't know. Any experts out there want to chime in, that is fine with me. But I'm guessing, based on what I'm reading, that is the case. All right, and now we will move on to our very last word. Ha ha ha. The second form of fur is a noun from the 14th century. Number one. A piece of the dressed pelt of an animal used to make, trim, or line wearing apparel. Wearing apparel. Apparel that you wear. And is just a piece of that. It's the fur. Okay? Again, you've heard me say it. I'm going to say it again. I am not a fan of this. I'm not a proponent of the animal fur, wearing the animal fur, using it in any ways other than the animals themselves using it. If it dies of natural causes, I guess that's a whole different situation, but it's still kind of weird to me. All right, number two, an article of clothing made of or with fur. Oh, let me just put on my fur. Let me don my fur, frock my fur that I definitely do not own. Three, the hairy coat of a mammal, especially when fine, soft, and thick. Also, such a coat with the skin. Blech. They are sometimes talking about the skin as well when we're talking about the fur of an animal. Now, I feel like this number three definition should have been the first one. I feel like when you're talking about fur, you should talk about the animal. That is the first thing. The animal has the fur, okay? That's number one. But then these other things, the pelt, the thing that you wear that are also called fur, they come after the animal is not using it anymore, aka the animal was murdered, probably. I get in certain cultures, I respect it and I get it that, you know, they are sustainably killing animals for food and for fur and they use every piece of it. Of course, we're talking about like Native Americans and stuff like that. Around the world, this happens, but they're doing it in a sustainable, practical way and they are being respectful of the animal, and, you know, I personally don't really want to have a part in that, but once it becomes this capitalist thing and it takes on a whole new way that people are literally creating animals, breeding animals, just so they can sell them for all these uses, then it becomes a big, big problem. So, you know, I respect it in these certain cultural areas, of course. What else? Now we got number four, a coating resembling fur as a coat of epithelial debris on the tongue.
I got some debris on my tongue. Blech.
For B, the thick pile of a fabric, and an example of this fabric would be chenille. A thick pile of this chenille is called fur, I guess. I don't know. Okay. Furless is an adjective. Sounds very similar to the word animal, which is what I was about to say, because I was thinking of furless animals like those cats, those sphinx cats, and there are some other animals out there that are furless. Maybe it's just a mutation. All right, enough of this nonsense. Let's pick a word of the episode. Which one is the one to be the word of the episode, to take on that award, that honor, the honor of being the word of the episode. Today we had funnel, funnel, funnel cloud, funnel form, funny, funny, funny bone, funny book, funny car, funny farm, funny man, funny money, funny paper, funplex, F-U-O, fur, and fur. Well, this is kind of a hard decision, don't you think? I mean, it's got to be one of the funny words, is it? Unless I want to pick funplex. I don't know. That one is kind of interesting. Let's see. Any specific ones popping out at me? I mean, the funny bone. Ugh, I hate the funny bone. I hate that situation. You know what I'm talking about. If you have never had your funny bone, what's the word to use? If you've never experienced the tingling in your arm from the funny bone, I would like to hear about that. Please and thank you. Google voice number, leave a voicemail, 917-727-5757. Also email dictionarypod@gmail.com. I don't know if there's a human on earth that has never experienced the funny bone sensation. It's the worst. You can make it happen on your own. You can like hook your finger around that bone and pop it and it doesn't feel good. We gotta pick one. We gotta pick a word of the episode. We're just gonna pick funny, I guess. Sure, why not? Funny. I wish I was funny. I'm not very funny. Sometimes I'm funny. That's funny, funny, funny. Whatever. It was just a little song. Just a tiny little song about nothing. Alright. Now, I think I need to tell you about a movie that we watched. We finally got around to seeing the new Superman movie. It's called Superman. And it's very fun. Super duper fun. I am not one who is like all gung-ho crazy about comic book movies in general. Funny paper movies. This is definitely one of the more... What do they say? It's like the most similar to comic books, the actual comic books. And I never read Superman, but I know that, you know, I think the dog Crypto is from those, and I'm sure it's grabbing stuff from some classic Superman comics, and it's got a good combination of, it's very silly at times. It's very, very funny. So it's definitely geared more towards kids, or also the hardcore Superman fans, those super fans. And it's fun. I got, you know, it's great, great, great to see it in the theater. I don't know. I'm sure people are hating on it because it's kind of woke, but I think that woke is better than the opposite of that, being open-minded opposed to close-minded. Yes. So, is that all I got to say about Superman? Sure, go see it if it's still around. It probably isn't by the time you're watching this or listening to this. But maybe you can rent it at home and watch it on your big TV and your big sound system, which, of course, everybody has. All right. That's it. That was a funny movie, actually. I think I am done saying things to you. I gotta go do some other stuff now. So I appreciate you checking this out. I hope that you find even just a little bit of every episode a little funny, because being funny is one of my favorite things to do, and I don't get to do it enough because I'm not very good at it. Sometimes I'm accidentally funny, and I like that, but I wish I could be more consciously funny. This has been Spencer dispensing information in a very serious way. Goodbye. Rawr.